Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And good morning. It is Mornings with Sharp and Hanley here on your Thursday. And it is also John Schreiner Day on 1620 The Zone.
What's up, y'all?
It's John Schreiner Week. Let's get it right.
Yeah, I'm here. I got a cot. Did you not put a cot?
Did we get the bobblehead? We get the bobblehead yet? Or is that for a lucky caller?
Yeah.
Is that we're attaching that to the booty today?
Mini booty?
Yeah.
Although booty's getting kind of big. It isn't quite hog status yet, but yeah, it's getting there.
We enter today with a $300 booty of Gary's booty, and Gary's booty is going to be on a bus.
What did we decide? When does Gary's booty get to badonkadonk status?
500. 500. Okay, so pog is 700. I think we were talking about in promotion.
We came really close. Yes. Was it Tuesday?
It was like the four bills, right?
Tuesday we got 400.
Mm-hmm.
400.
Nice.
So yeah, you got a chance to win $300 as we welcome you to a Thursday show. Yes, John Schreiner sitting in, and we'll also be on the midday show as well.
Eight straight hours.
Look at that.
Yours truly.
Oh, yeah, we weren't being facetious.
The John Schreiner Experience. And then,
well, I'm just,
if that's not enough, you've got women's hoops tonight, too.
I'm just running down the trail, blazed by Ravi Lula, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is called pulling a Ravi.
Who, by the way, I doubt he's awake right now, because why would he be? Looked absolutely dapper last night at the Creighton
game. Always does. Well, and it was a late Creighton game.
Ravi's suit game is up there on the Joe Burrow tier.
Buzz Williams, you're trying to think of some of the greats.
Well, it was a late night, too, so hopefully he's resting up.
He's not quite Don Cherry, but...
Well...
Don Cherry.
Not yet.
It's a good morning.
That's a deep cut for some of you who don't pay attention to hockey at all.
Yeah. It is a good morning, though, for the Creighton men's basketball team. Wish I could say about the Husker men's basketball team. We'll get to that. But I was talking to John, and I said, hey, man, do you want to take Thursday, just do the midday, that's fine. Because I know you got hoops that night.
And I do.
And you were like, no, I'm actually fired up to do this.
Yeah, pumped.
Baby.
Let's do it.
I'll
tell you this. So I put out a tweet last night and said, hey, if you didn't like me yesterday, buckle up, because I'm going eight strong today.
Hijacking the airwaves, my man.
And Dan tweets at me, who are you exactly?
Damn.
And
that's harsh.
And look, Dan.
But all
I
that
love
does
Dan.
that just fuels you.
I don't blame you.
It just fuels you. Fuels the drive.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
That's pretty good. Yeah, your commitment to 8 hours of radio on this network, and then on our sister station Coil to do Omaha women's basketball versus UMKC tonight.
Yep, that's tonight. 6:45 pregame until question marks.
And then you're back here tomorrow morning, too.
I'm back here with you tomorrow morning, buddy.
That will be right back.
Listen, when
God bless you, sir.
All right?
God bless you. A lot to get to today. As always, you're on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley with John Schreiner and Jimmy. We've got a little Creighton recap last night. The Jays look great. They go triple digits. The Husker men's basketball team. I got to admit, you wake up this morning, if you didn't watch the game, you're like 78-63. Like, geez, the hell. There were moments of that game, given that roster. I was like, whoa, what's happening here? And I am one of the, maybe the, I wouldn't say the most. I know there are other people who share this thought, but I'm sometimes hard on Casey, but without Casey in the first half, that game gets real bad. But it was a fun, for the first 15 minutes of this game, it was fun. Watch them go back and forth. And Casey and Barry, they're pretty much trying to outduel each other.
And what did Collins say in the postgame? Once they stopped playing horse in the first half?
Yeah. Well, in that 10-0 run that Northwestern had to go into the break, gave him some breathing room. And then in Nebraska, they would make it interesting. They, 9 points here, 9-point deficit here. But then, by the 4-minute media timeout, the second half, They were, again, sort of making it interesting, like get to like 12. You're thinking, okay, if they could cut single digits by the media timeout, maybe there's a shot. And credit Northwestern. They really didn't cool down. And anytime they did, any brief moment they did, well, Nebraska didn't take advantage, at least to the extent that they had to. So you've got that. We were just watching, by the way, too, another big story we'll get into a little bit later on. As you heard, Patrick Mahomes said, yeah, he's good to go. And look, that's no surprise. We know he's getting round-the-clock treatment. Everything is...
sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah. LeBron sent his over. And
like I said, the news down there's got to be obnoxious. This medical expert explains what Patrick Mahomes is dealing with.
Oh, that's everybody's going to talk about ankle sprains, the difference between high ankle sprains and regular ankle sprains, and how many ankle sprains has Patrick Mahomes had in his life? How can this impact? You know, that's
the power of prayer for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. He's feeling it. He's feeling the fans' love. Has he tweeted that out yet?
I haven't seen it.
I would assume
his brother or wife probably has.
Yeah. We're feeling the prayers. They're healing Patrick right now. Yeah,
I'm praying for Joe Burrow to throw for about 6 touchdowns.
Maybe, but we were going to chuckle.
Maybe you should ask Aaron Rodgers for some of that magic water that he drank in the preseason.
Does that get out of your system? I don't know if they're randomly drug testing in the postseason, but does that get out of your system in time for
ayahuasca?
Yeah.
I don't think ayahuasca is detectable even. I think it exits the system pretty quickly.
You know this from experience?
Not from experience, okay. No.
Yeah.
He's doing 8 hours today. He has to be well-versed on everything.
If you did add a little ayahuasca, because that's going to power you through, hey, more power to you.
Well, that would get weird in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
If I came in
to
do a radio show.
It's fine, especially in hour one. We encourage it in hour one.
And I'm here for it.
It's great. But as we had the zoom in, we were going to chuckle out of this before it came on the air. They had the zoom in as Mahomes leaves the podium when he had his media availability yesterday. Because they wanted to see, like, okay, is there a noticeable limp? Does he have it? Does he have it heavily wrapped? Is he in a walking boot?
Did they go all Zapruder film?
They kind of did. I mean, they had a low angle camera shot right by the podium to where he would step down on the floor, and he just had the normal crew socks, shoes. Everything looked consistent, and no noticeable limp, folks.
I want to hear the conversation between the producer and the cameraman. He's like, okay. I want you to shoot his feet.
Well, how many people do you think were jockeying for that position to get that angle that has the best vantage point from the podium stairs to the floor to see Patrick Mahomes walk off the stage? Usually it's probably not even like that prime of a spot, but yesterday? Oh, yeah. Like, no, people are boxing each other out. No, we've been here for 2 hours.
Freelance videographer.
Yeah, showing up early.
Making his bag for the year, shooting Patrick Mahomes walking off a stadium.
It's like fans waiting outside Cameron Indoor to get inside the game for days. There were reporters that were waiting in line for the media area to open up. They were sitting outside so they could get that spot. But yeah, Mahomes' ankle, at least from what he said to what we saw him do in the probably, I don't know, what would you average, like five, six steps that we saw him take? From podium to
at the most
door, yeah, looked fine. So that's good.
Yeah, those 5 steps were good. His footwork looked great.
It did. It looked good. I feel like he's going to be able
to go.
Yeah, it'll be great. A lot to get to though, as far as some Husker football. We will of course get into. Finally got a chance to catch the Bussin' with the Boys, Will Compton, Taylor Lewan, and Matt Rhule, episode 198. Can you guys, I don't know. So I'm 44, so I'm a little older than both of you, but not much, right? Did you guys know, is FireFit, is that something that people like to use? Taylor Lewan was talking about, which I'm assuming means like a really cool outfit, but he was talking about going to Vegas and he packed a couple of FireFits.
I'm younger, but I'm not that much younger, so I have no idea what I thought FireFit would be flame retardant stuff.
Yeah, I thought like maybe it'd be like some type of iFit, you know, some type of like
I'm 5 weeks shy of turning 40,
or something.
So.
Not like the fire app that led to the infamous Fire Fest, but like, yeah, he said he's packing a couple Fire Fits, which I assume meant
nifty outfits.
Yeah, that's like the one you're going to, because they're going to Vegas.
He's packing Ravi Lula's clothes.
Yeah, I would assume what Ravi wears is probably considered by
it's a Fire Fit.
It just
by
showed
the cool
up on
kids
the Twitter
as a Fire Fit.
Yeah, that suit, I'm telling you,
that's
fire an all timer.
Yeah, that to me, that's how I interpreted it. It was a fire fit.
A fire fit.
But I'm like, wow. So yeah. I got it. So Happer isn't as big of a fan as some are when it comes to like the dialogue with Will and Taylor Lewan. And I was kind of smirking about it because I've caught a few episodes, nothing extensive. I've listened to a few. Usually when it has to do with, like when Frost and Trev were on, the Bo one, I listened to that one too, which I thought, the Bo one was fantastic. I really did enjoy it. But I don't remember, in going back to the Bo one, to what I was listening to with Matt Rhule, yeah, Taylor Lewan is, he is like the bro of all bros. Like oh, a lot of bro, brother, fire fit, weird, like, yeah. So I guess what I'm getting at is I'm kind of with Connor. Like, it's like bring on the guest already because the back and forth between those two, it does get a little bro-y.
So, but that's the playbook for Barstool and their podcast.
100%. 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
That's who they're targeting, that audience. They want that audience.
They want the Brochaskis. Right? Yeah.
And look, I'm no, it's no secret if you follow me on Twitter, I don't like that bunch. Like, I'm not a Dave Portnoy fan.
Yeah.
I personally think he's kind of a scumbag. So I don't
no
really
disagreements
follow,
here.
I don't really follow along with the Barstool stuff because I don't find it interesting. I don't find it funny.
Well, it gets old fast.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that was funny. All right. I get it.
It's kind of like if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you're kind of like, eh. Like, if there's, I'm in that, I think I'm in that category of if they've got, if a show, or in this case, Bustin' with the Boys, has somebody on that,
somebody
I want to hear from. And this isn't because he was a former Husker. I do like Will Compton, and Gary brought it up. He's very consistent. Like, Will Compton has been that way even when he was in college. Just doesn't really give a rip, and will say whatever. And I can appreciate that. If you've been consistent that way your whole life, and you're now killing it, you're actually, you know, making a good living out of it, on top of, you know, supplementing what you already made, you know, as a linebacker in the NFL, that's awesome. Good for you. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, you know, it's crap or anything, but yeah, like, there was just moments, the dialogue between
lawn.
The two, where I'm just like, it was almost like, I don't get what they're saying.
Like, you're not speaking my language.
Yeah, like, I've never felt 44 was that old, but wow.
Well,
it's really old.
I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know the new
I'm not
lingo.
Either. You and me both.
No, Gary's our resident TikTok guy.
Yeah. Gary's the TikTok guy. And Connor.
Connor's on the TikTok
machine.
They've never forced it on me.
I only have it on my phone because Damon would send me food stuff on there when he was here. And I can get behind food stuff, but I've never gotten more active than that.
I have a buddy who's like the most anti-TikTok person for like other reasons I won't get into. Well, yet he'll send me
have
links.
You met me?
Well, no. No, he's just like, yeah, well, I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to get political. But he will, not you, I'm talking about him. But it's so funny. He'll send me links. He's like, and he always makes sure he prefaces when he sends me this link of like, I hate TikTok, but this was pretty funny. And it happens like two or three times a month. I'm like, what? So are you on it? Yet you hate it and you're like outspoken? Like, I'm not outspoken one way or the other about it. It's just something that I'm not on.
TikTok has become everybody has one, right? Their pet conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
The one that you think is real.
Right.
TikTok is mine. Like the Chinese government spyware.
Yeah.
It's,
I like it.
Built to destabilize America's youth. Like,
I should play the JFK music behind from the movie, the little drum roll.
Yeah. Or get a little X-Files in there too. Yeah.
Whether that's actually true or not, but it's my little pet conspiracy theory now that
I won't even dig in that far. It's just I'm on Facebook, but I'm not like active on Facebook that much.
Not
yeah,
since
my,
the good
my
old
Facebook
poking
activity
days.
Took a big nosedive during the pandemic. I just couldn't deal with it anymore.
Oh yeah, and
that's probably
you.
Where mine stopped. But, I post highlights, but you're not gonna get much.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't live that interesting of a life. So I'm like, I have.
Yeah, there's like, if I have like a life announcement.
Yep.
Any more like my Facebook posts have to do with my son. Because I'm not someone who also like, you know, there's people who will get friend requests and you'll just accept anybody. Like, I got to know you. You know, like,
yes.
If I got a friend request, I got to know you because Twitter, you're open. Like, you're out there. You're exposed. But like on Facebook, like
it's
you can control.
Personal,
yeah,
right?
You can control that a little bit. So it's a little bit more about like my family and any type of announcements. But like on Twitter, yeah, I mean, that's the one I probably use the most. I wouldn't say I post as much, but I use the most.
You guys are better than me. Mine's set to private.
On Facebook?
No, Twitter.
Twitter?
Oh, I Facebook too. Yeah.
My Facebook is now set to private. And like, so
I think my Facebook is too.
I used to jump in the comments and debate with people about things. And now it's just like, I'll post something on there if I have something. Like I threw up my latest play-by-play reel.
Yeah.
Like, hey, check this out. But
personal things for you.
Right. If anyone comments on it, like, I don't care. I'm not reading the comments. I'm not engaging with anyone on there anymore.
I don't even.
On Twitter, like, I'm engaging. I'm making comments and retweeting things. And Facebook is just like, well, if you want to look at my stuff, that's fine. I'm not looking at yours.
Yeah.
Like,
And I dabbled in, I say dabbled, it wasn't my account. It was my previous employer's account of Instagram. But again, I'm like, okay, how many things do I need to pay attention to here?
See,
you know, really, how many social media things do I need to pay attention to? And then the whole TikTok craze came. Like, you know, no, I'm sorry. Like TikTok and then like Snapchat. I know Snapchat was before that. I was like, I had grown men, like friends of my age are like, oh yeah, you got to see this on Snapchat. I'm like, you're on Snapchat? I always felt like, isn't that for like high schoolers?
Teenagers.
Right? Older people. I have Snapchat. Instagram.
Okay.
However, I don't.
No, I'm finding out more adults do.
I don't post anything interesting because I do not have anything interesting to share. Look,
oh, yeah.
My dog is being cute there. That's going on.
My brother-in-law, who is like maybe 5 years younger than me, is on Snapchat. So I realized, okay, it's not just like a kid's game. But then like TikTok, again, I sort of associate that because all I ever would see was like those dances, like everyone doing those TikTok dances. And they were always like young people, like young girls and boys. I'm like, okay, cool. That's something for them.
Make sure you stretch before you do that. They'll come back and bite you.
And so I'm like, this has, I don't feel like the social media platform is going to give me any type of information or any leg up on what I need to know for the day. So I don't really pay attention to
Snapchat
it.
Snapchat was when I realized I was starting to get older. Because I didn't get it. Like, I still don't really get like what's the allure of Snapchat. I get it. The message disappears.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
It's pictures, right? Never, it's just pictures.
It's kind of James Bond-esque.
We have one of those.
This message will self-destruct.
Where you post pictures.
And people complain.
It's Instagram.
Don't share your food. Nobody cares. I care.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what you put on the grill and what you made to eat.
But don't tweet your meat.
Are you? You're someone who acts. So if I posted what we made for dinner last night, would I get a thumbs up out of you?
Hell yes. Unless it was terrible. I was what the hell was that?
I think there was a brief moment in my social media life that I would post like a meal if I was proud of making it. And I felt so skeezy doing it because I know how I feel when I'm flooded with that. I'm like, oh my God, I could care less. That or what you did at the gym.
That's
like, fair. If you're at the gym, good for you. I'm not, like, discouraging that. But I don't need to know or see what you were doing if it was, you know, Tuesday's arms and back. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't do that. I run, but I don't post something. Hey, look, just want you to know I went for a four-mile run today.
Yeah.
Here's a selfie.
Now, okay, and I admit, when I first took up running, 2012, it was a different world. I never ran when not being chased. So I'm like, wow, this is cool. And I was excited, like, hey, I could go 2 miles. Whoa, I could go 5 miles. This is crazy. I admit I was posting some of that on Facebook. I was part of the problem back in 2012.
Oh.
But then I realized when I saw those, I'm like, you know what? I'd be a hypocrite because when I see that stuff, I really don't care. I'm happy for you. Hey, good for you. Get your cardio on. You know, improve your life, however. Hey. And if you need to post it and that keeps you motivated and on track, that's great. But I'm not going to give you a thummy up
on this day. So I ran a half marathon, I believe 2010.
Got a boy.
And I was young then. And I was posting updates as to, oh, some 10 mile training run today.
I think I was
looking
doing
back on that. And I'm just like, I'm sorry,
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel too.
Now,
I
when you
the
run
thing.
The half marathon, you deserve to post the pictures because you're in pain, first of all.
But you survived.
And you got a t-shirt
and
maybe a beer. Depending
and
on
I'm
the half
not, I'm not at the Josh Peterson like elite runner level. Like he's going like Boston, but I'm doing Lincoln in May. I've never done that. Nice. This will be my fifth half. So
there's a 10-mile run here in April, and I had a friend tell me I should do it, and I'm leaning towards it.
Clausen Leahy Maverick Run, April 22nd.
I think
they've got a 5 and a 10. Well, I think running season, like the different races, usually begin in April. There's a St. Patrick's Day, the Leprechaun Chase over at SAC, and in March, so actually does start in March, but I would probably post like when I finish.
Yeah,
but I don't worry, I'm not going to be giving you updates on hey, long run day, got to get 8 in. Oh, got to get 10 in. I'm not going to do that.
Great day for a long run.
So don't you worry about that, folks.
I think it's okay if it's an achievement for you.
Yes.
If it's something like hey, it's the first time I've ever gone this distance, right?
Yeah, or you got like a personal best or something like that.
It's okay to share achievements on social media.
I agree.
Like, home improvement projects. Like, look, I didn't know how to do this,
you know what?
But I did it.
I geek out on those.
I like those, too.
I used to hate them when I was, like, in my 20s. Now, like, going through a couple of renos myself.
Yep.
Oh, I think they're great. Because sometimes you're like, oh, I want to see what they did. Hey, they're doing something that we're thinking about doing, like, in a few months. Oh, okay. So it actually kind of either inspires me, gives me ideas, or I'm like, ooh, that didn't look good.
So
you paid for that? Oh, that didn't look good.
I think that's my...
I do. I geek out on those things. So
I'm always
If you're one who posts those, keep them coming. You got at least one fan here. And if I'm hearing John right, you got
absolutely.
Two fans.
Yeah.
Three.
So
three.
I think if
you got
it's
three fans. Jimmy likes it too.
If it's a personal achievement, share away.
Hell yes.
You're not going to get any criticism on this end.
Because if you don't like it, don't look at it.
Right. If it's something that you achieved and you're proud of it, that's fine. But are you really that proud of your Tuesday workout at the gym? Are you that proud of it, honestly?
Most times, no.
Or is that the thing you do on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's just... I mean, I don't know. What would...
Hey, guys.
What would constitute
woke up today.
Is a workout that you're proud of unless, like, you increased your max?
Right. If you just...
And in my 40s, trust me, I'm not worried about my max.
I did my curls today.
Yeah. Look out, girls. Did some curls for the girls. Look out.
That are on TikTok.
Yeah. Is workout videos now more... comment on TikTok?
Because that'd be a Gary question.
I'll admit, in my friend network on Facebook, I don't see it as much. But a lot of my friends are, you know, around my age too, so I don't feel like we're doing that as much. I'm not posting workout videos. For the record, I never posted one workout video ever in my life, and I'm proud of that.
For a while, it was just the influx of CrossFit videos from people.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
When everybody got into CrossFit, and then it was the camera on the floor... You can see the barbell with 45s on either side, and they're doing box jumps.
Then rapid fire pull ups.
And really, they're just wanting you to look at their ass.
Yep.
Let's not confuse the Thiel here. That's
or
what they're
or
doing.
You're wanting to look at said ass.
Well, yeah, it's there.
All right.
Don't see as many CrossFit videos anymore.
You don't. I'm very again. However you better yourself, both physically and mentally, that's
happy
great.
For you.
And if you feel like you need to post that because that's part of like the process of keeping you motivated, that's fine.
If it's an achievement for you, share away.
But I literally have a friend. We're not as close anymore, but I have a friend that...
I have those.
They were big... I'm glad you guys have friends. They were big into...
Barely.
Doing the workouts and posting them. And this was a while back, probably like 6-7 years ago. Ran into friend in a social setting and he literally said, he goes, yeah, man, you never like any of my stuff. Cause somehow we were talking about, I said something
you're
like
keeping receipts.
I think I was like, I go, hey, I feel like I'm keeping up to date more on you on social media than I am like in person. And he's like, yeah, I noticed you never like any of my stuff. So you actually are
looking at
who is liking your workout videos. And it was at the tip of my tongue to be like, yeah, sorry, man. I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna like your workout videos.
I only have 8 likes here, and you're not one of them. Explain.
That was almost like defriend status right there. Like, oh my god,
what are you doing?
It's gotten to that level.
You. Hold on. Yeah. All right, well, this is goodbye.
Yeah, sorry.
I've dug into the analytics. You've watched 13 of my videos, and you've provided 0 likes.
You've seen them. I know you've seen them.
But
I
which
traced
one?
It back to your device.
Which one?
Your IP
favorite?
Address is all over this.
You don't like it. What am I doing that you don't like?
How can I do better?
Is my form bad?
Here's a survey.
What do I have to do to earn your like today?
Right. Do I need one more rep? Do I put more weight on there?
I'm going to go home and work out right now.
It's just silly.
Just for you.
So I'm glad that the first 30 minutes we could go into social media etiquette.
There you go.
Social media etiquette.
And my lack of understanding because I'm 40 now. So
I think this all started, though, with Taylor DeJuan saying that he brought two fire fits.
I'm the youngest one here?
Are you? I thought, well, how old are you, John?
I'll be 41 in March.
Wow.
40 in March.
Yes. Look at you guys.
Self-esteem, just barely.
John, I always thought you were like in your 30s still.
See, everybody does because I started this career late. I spent 5 years in the military.
Yeah.
I only started college when I was like 25.
Oh, okay. So you're like Chris Wienke.
You could say I'm Chris Wienke.
Put you as Chris Wienke or would you rather be Brandon Whedon?
Chris Wienke won a Heisman, so
that's true. Yeah. You know who else won? Josh White.
He did.
Josh White from Oklahoma won one. Mm. It's almost like when you think of quarterbacks who won.
Jason White.
I'm sorry. Think of Josh Heupel. Jason White. Then there was also Josh Hibble, who didn't win a Heisman, but that was the post Josh Heupel era. You had Hibble and White, but. When I think of quarterbacks who have won a Super Bowl, and the name that always comes to mind is Trent Dilfer. Like, how? Huh? You don't associate like, oh, because of him, they won. I feel like Trent Dilfer is the poster child. When I think of people who won a Heisman, like, God, what was the class like that year? When I think of White, because...
Well, those Oklahoma
he did put up some video game numbers.
Larry Fitzgerald was part of that 03 class.
Which is nuts to me.
It worked out for him.
It did.
Fitz is probably the best college wide receiver I've ever seen.
And you know what Jason White will always say, like, hey, I get to go to the Heisman Trophy ceremony every year as a former winner.
Fitz is, I had an 18-year career.
Yeah. Welcome to the family.
And like,
Canton soon.
Just the overall best dude, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Larry Fitz is amazing. All right, so coming up on the show, we are going to be talking some Husker football, the latest. And I want to get into this. So the reason I brought up Bussin' with the Boys, and we got into this a little bit yesterday, too, the slow burn that Matt Rhule talked about of Nebraska not necessarily needing to have that slow burn in year number one. Brought this up during his interview with those guys. Wanted to get into that. We'll talk with Steve Sipple. We've got Ask Us Anything today, so start getting your questions in because we've got an Oscars gift card on the line. And who wouldn't want some wings and pizza from Oscars? Ask Us Anything. All you got to do is just email any question, and we mean any question. I feel like we, for 30 minutes, gave you a pretty open runway there.
It's a good primer.
Of anything to ask us. We'll entertain anything. Yeah, we'll entertain anything. Yeah. But hit up Jimmy. That's Jimmy at 1620thezone.com. Also going to be talking to Brian Edwards, get his thoughts on the conference championships. Which way is he leaning? Not just with the point spread, but maybe a couple of teasers, maybe a couple player props as well. We'll get to that right around 9:45. And, of course, as always, our lineup is brought to you by the Rooferees, John Higgins Weather Garden. When we come back, though, we got to get into, I know, and we'll, trust me, we'll talk plenty about Creighton's dominance last night, which was great to see. But what was a very sort of confusing, in my opinion anyway, confusing evaluation of a Nebraska loss to Northwestern. We'll do so when we come back. It is Mornings with Sharp and Hanley here on 1620 The Zone.